I'm joined by Case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 2-1 win over Fleet Town. Alan, what did you say in that dressing room at half time? A different team second half.
I went nuts. I was absolutely firming. This is what I didn't see really, but we started poorly on Saturday and all, to be honest, and belief in ourselves, like, you know, you look at what quality players we've got in the room, and, but I thought that everybody's waiting for something else. We've got that many good players at this minute, I think, to be honest, compared to recent years. And I think looking at each other, I think somebody's got to start from somewhere, the Wade ones, Lodgie, Bobby or whatever. But you can't just look at each other, so I wasn't very happy at all at half time. I did probably go over the top, to tell you the truth. But second half, I thought we'd done well and we dug in, and it was a game of two halves, as I say. And we were lucky to come in 1-0 at half time, to be honest. And second half, I thought we fully deserved a win. And I'm pleased the front two scored, and Bobby again, brilliant goal. And Carl's had a bit of a shank and went in. But I said afterwards, individually, we've got to look at ourselves and get better. Something that we've got to get better. And, you know, that was near enough. It's great, you look in the dressing room and it looks as though you've lost a game. Not down, but you know, another could have done better. I think I could have done better, my job tonight, and I'm sure we think the same. So at the end of the day, it's digging in, we're getting 3 points. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think we deserve to win the two games as a whole, but a lot of work to be done on the training ground, which we will do starting Thursday.
Carl Wilson-Dennis on the score sheet tonight. He didn't score pre-season, but you stuck with him and he repaid that faith tonight.
He did, and I didn't think he was playing very well until he scored. And you've got to have faith in people. John Neal's vibing to get back in the team, which he will do. Bobby scores goals, something's up. Bobby's, or he'll stick with Bob, but it's, you know, he's hopefully that'll give him a world of good, a world of confidence. No, you've got to stick with players if you believe they're going to do something for you, and that's what we've done. And you know, it's like you say, if Bobby doesn't score goals, where the goals come from, well, it's nice that he's got his strike partner and both of them score tonight, so that's a pleasing thing. At the back, we look at dodgy tonight, except for Adam Thompson. I've given him a lot of stick in the years, but I thought last two games he's been our best player by a million miles. Not just pitting people being the best player, he's been our best player by a million miles. And I don't know how anybody can say anything different. And I'm glad he got a man in match tonight, because on Saturday, if it wasn't for him, we would have been 2-0 down at half time. He's been outstanding for us. And, you know, I just think we've got to tighten things up there a little bit. Max had an off night tonight, Nick had a bit of off day. Our right back, Bear, had it off there, and you're allowed to have an off there, but if you dig in, you get results, not, you know. So fair play to the lads digging in, fair play to them.
We seem to have enough quality in the squad that strikes me as being different this year than last year, that, like you say, a couple of players can have an off day, but we've got the quality throughout the team to pull through and get 3 points like tonight.
Like Hamsey said earlier, like, you know, that if it was last season, we would have lost that game, and he's got a good point. I can't remember many times being 1-0 down, coming back and winning, and especially like in conditions tonight where the wind was very strong in the first half and we had it on our backs in the second. And but to do, we've got a quality squad, like you say, Hamsey got a quality coach, and we like working, you know, on the training field, and a good set of lads. I'll never knock the lads. We're a good committed set of lads who want to do well, and at the end of the day, we've got to look after ourselves and do well. And like last year and all that, you know, I felt as though we got beat up in a few grounds, like Dover and Cray and Tooting and Mitcham whacked with 3 times. And this season I've got a little sense that we'll not get whacked by anybody because we're a bit too strong for that. And I thought it showed a lot of character tonight to come in, get a bollocking off me at half time. Probably didn't understand a word I said because I went flicking nuts late, and come out with a bit of character, and it shows character. And I think last year I would have went in the shell and lost the game, and that's what I honestly think, against a good side who finished second top last year in their league, finished in the top 6 or top 5 in the playoffs the year before. But I think they've got one of the best young managers in Andy Sinton. I know he's a friend of mine, but I think he's an outstanding manager who prepares them well, and it was a good result, you know, a very good result.
You mentioned the character of the players in there. When John Serge Musungu came off, he shook everyone's hand along the bench. Is that typical of the team spirit that exists?
He's a good lad. He's come from nowhere and he's a good kid and he works very hard for us. And he's a lovely fella, and I was delighted. You know, you get players who come off of a hump. Now, two of the players on Thursday nights will have a great opportunity to come to me and say, why am I not in a team? Why did I get substituted or whatever? And that's fine. But when you're here, you've got to show the right attitude and you've got to be behind your team, because it's not your teammate's fault that you're not in the team. And it's a typical example, and I think he's done very well. And I thought he was excellent second half Saturday and done okay tonight. But like I'm saying, I'm not looking at too many good performances tonight, but it's a team to dig in. Very pleased with the lads to dig in.
there was a tackle on Jamie Beer in the second half. Should that have been a straight red card?
Tackling's went out of game. I thought the ref had a shocker, to be honest. I'm not making any excuse. I thought he was flinging awful. I thought he was crap. He's given a lot of decisions against us tonight, and it's not often I see it, but I never like the refs anyway. But at the same time, I thought he's had a poor game. And I was an awful tackle, 2 foot tackle. But then again, I didn't want to get anybody sent off, to be honest. He's shouting. We had a couple of bookings about how Tommy Williams got booked tonight and stuff like that, and how Serge got booked on Perfetto as a tackle. And he's made some bad decisions. And yes, it was over top tackle, but he didn't want to see it. Tackling's went out of game, Man United. They watch the foreign legion playing for Chelsea and Arsenal and Liverpool and all that rubbish. Like, and a lot of these foreign players have put a lot of good in, but have also put a lot of bad. And there's another few football in the community. You get our kids actually diving about now and wearing silly haircuts and putting tattoos all over bodies. And that's what football is now, and having earrings. And if you didn't wear an earring, and it's with, you know, have these headphones on walking in the grounds and all that. And that's what football's like now. So a couple of tackle I got a couple of years ago would have said, but now it's, you're not allowed to do it. So, you know.
Should we have had a penalty before we went 2-1 up? It looked like handball to
me. I thought so, yes, I did think so. But then again, I'm on the other side of the pitch, and the ref didn't give us much tonight. But yes, I thought it was a penalty. Yeah.
It's easier to take that, though, when you've won 2-1.
Oh, no, I would have been in the referee's room now, trying to knock him out as well.
So have you got a selection dilemma ahead of Saturday? You've gone with the same 11 the first two games.
No, yeah, but honestly, I'm going to get some very disappointed people. What's Wayne Finney done wrong? Excellent against Sutton, but I went with 2 centre-halves. What's Cookie done wrong? Played excellent against Sutton, but I went with Jimmy Beer. You know, Phil Williams has come on and changed the game. What's he done wrong? John Neal's been outstanding pre-season, been a top performer and done very well. What's he done wrong? You know, Julian Thompson scores a couple of goals. What's he done wrong? So, to be honest, if I was him, I'll come pull me on Thursday and I'll just try to tell the truth like I always do, not a minute, because I'm winning 2 games, I'm in a good position. But if I'd have lost tonight, and there's a few people not playing very well, that's what a squad's about. And yes, I feel for them, I do, and my thoughts are with them, to be honest, because they haven't done nothing wrong. But if you want to play for a club like Kingstonian and you want to actually do well, you just got to work your socks off to get back in the side. I've always said I'll try to get better players. I've always said that I'll not go loyalty, which I probably should a bit too much of last year. I'm desperate to win something for Malcolm and Mark and the supporters, and I'll do that by getting the best players, and if some of them don't like it and got to leave, so be it. I can't do anything about that.